Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Alan Ellis for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Talk about just about anything you want to talk about, and hopefully that you'll be interested in the subjects that are brought up. But you can contribute to the conversation simply by calling 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So that's the story. Busy week delivering Maryland hunting quarterlies. Kids were here a couple days this week. They were here Monday, Tuesday. No, they were here Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday was President's Day. Speaking of President's Day, that right around that same time frame, our friend Bill at Backyard Billy's, yes, the owner and namesake of Backyard Billy's, had a birthday too. And I'll bring you some information about some sales that he's got on some in-stock stoves and things like that. The Regency, some of the Regency inserts, wood fireplace inserts, are on sale for as much as $1,200 off. So that's a pretty good deal. Anyway, we had a nice conversation last evening with folks at the National Outdoor Show. Some great folks brought in some great deer. We had no black bears, but we had, I think, four whitetails. One young man brought one in. It was very unique. I think it was a typical 10-point, really nice typical 10-point, only it turned into a non-typical because it grew a third antler. Below the left antler, there was another gnarly-looking thing with a squirrely-looking drop tine and a point that went out, and that basically put him out of the running as far as making the record book. The side-to-side deductions and the abnormal points knocked him out of the book, but it was a really cool looking deer. That's just the vagaries of the system that we use, which is the Boone and Crockett system, which has been around for 100 years. We did have a young man with a Talbot County buck come in, who took over the number five spot for youth non-typical deer. Believe so, and that will be on our social media page today. We have a young lady who brought in a Sika deer that took over the number three spot all time for female Sika deer, and so keep an eye on the Bucks Bear Stags Facebook page, and you'll see social media. You will be able to see that the stories unfold as we tell them. We welcome Doug Wigfield, longtime measure. And a longtime team member, one of the founding team members of Bucks, Bears, Stags. And Doug was there last night. He had just unhooked from 50 hours of chemo being pumped into his body. And that happens like every 2 weeks. And Doug was not feeling the greatest, but he took his time. He measured three Sika deer. And three Sika stags, and did a great, great job. So we appreciate Doug's efforts in making it to the outdoor show. Chuck Wilcox was there as well. Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young, official measure, as well as Bucks, Bears, Stags. We'll have three guys there today. So don't hesitate to bring your animals. You'll get them measured up. We'll be there from about 9 o'clock when the doors open till probably 4, 4, 7:30, something like that. As long as the deer keep coming, our guys will be there. Where is this? Well, this is the National Outdoor Show. That's what I'm talking about. National Outdoor Show. It's the 77th year, 77th National Outdoor Show. And it's today opens, doors open at 9 o'clock at 3485 Golden Hill Road. That's Route 16 out of Church Creek, Maryland, headed towards Hooper's Island. It's at the South Dorchester School, and you'll see all the traffic. You'll see all the cars when you get down there. It's only $8 for adults and $4 per child. Now, you're in muskrat country, and tonight is the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. It is a great weekend of fun for the whole family. There were a lot of people there last night with entertaining contests and educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. I don't want to say that too loud because Robin knows, you know, that there's going to be jewelry and crafts and food and all kinds of stuff. You can savor local seafood delicacies, and you can eat some muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Just head on down to the cafeteria, and you can find that today. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, today, beginning at 9 o'clock. And this is muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. I talked to Mr. Flowers that traps all the muskrats for the skinning championship. He traps them for the dinners and so forth. So he said it's been a pretty good muskrat season. So proud to show you the best that comes from the boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds those boot-sucking marshes. And most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. That's the National 77th National Outdoor Show. If you want some more details, just go online and hit nationaloutdoorshow.org. That's where you'll find me today. That's where you'll find bucks, bears, stags, and all that other stuff I just talked about. Robin's going to be there, and you, too, can bring your deer to be measured. Our next event will be the 2024 Maryland Bowhunter Society Banquet. That's coming up at Martins West. Now, many of you know where Martins West is, right off the Beltway there at Security. Exit. You can get off at Exit 18. I think you can get off at 17. Either way, you go right past Martins. They're on Dogwood Road. 6817 Dogwood Road, Martins West, and that will be Saturday, March 9th, from 11:45 to 5:30. And the ticket sales are available at MarylandBowhunterSociety.org. Here's the thing, though: if you join before the banquet, they've got a membership drive going on right now. Three prizes are going to be given away: a 2-day Sika hunt with Muddy Marsh Outfitters. Second prize is a life membership, and third prize is $250 in cash. So why not go to MarylandBowhunterSociety.org and hit the join button, sign up for a membership, and if you renew or update your membership, join as a new member or sponsor a new member, you're going to get chances to win the 1-year membership, 1 entry in a drawing. 3-year membership, 3 entries in a drawing. A life membership, you get 10 entries in a drawing. And they're going to give that away at the banquet, whoever wins. So if you've ever had any of the food there, oh, my goodness gracious, it's fantastic. I might talk about the menu later, we'll probably get sidetracked, but trust me, there's a ton of stuff going on. Monday was President's Day, of course. No mail, no banking to be done. That was last Monday. But Alan had his annual checkup at his physician, his family doctor. Everything is good. Diabetes is great. Heart's fantastic. General health, good. The blood pressure and oxygen level and respiration and everything else is wonderful. So I'll turn 70 here in May, and I feel good. I feel as good as I've felt in many, many years. You know, I was a heavier man. At one point I weighed 305 pounds, but dropped down to 235, 245 in the mid-90s. Carried that for a long time. recently. I was checking in as early or late as a year ago, was right around 220, and now I'm down below 200 and feeling fantastic. So it's all good. So just so you know, whether you like me or not, I'm going to be around for a while to haunt my detractors. How about that? Yes, indeed. So that was good. Got an oil change and truck checkup at Spurrier's Tire Service, like I said I was going to do. So the truck is running great. And so we'll talk about Spurrier's here later in the hour and tell you about their great stuff. And delivered to Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, Washington County, Hagerstown, Frederick County, a little bit into... A little bit into Baltimore County and Carroll County. Went to, where else did we go? Cecil County, Harford County. Stopped by Madonna Seafood. Talked to Mark. So we had, it's a good week, you know, good week overall. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I don't see my phone at the moment. So Aaron, wait a minute. There it is. Nope, no text from Aaron. Nobody on the line right now. So let us hear from you. Let us hear about your week. I know there's no hunting going on. Everybody's just chafing at the bit for turkey hunting and going to the shows. I went to a fishing show last Saturday too. That was fun. Got to reacquaint with some good people there, and just had a good time. So let's see. Let's start with Backyard Billies. Backyard Billies, yes, indeed. You know, their hearth branch, fireplaces, inserts, and stoves is called Hearth America. And I was talking to Patrick for a while on Tuesday and then Bill on Wednesday. And right now, on the wood stoves, the Regency Classic wood stove, there's $500 off on the F2450. Now, I'm going to give you these off prices, these discounts, and these are in-stock models only. And they will install them if you need to, but these are the prices. Now, this was a freestanding wood stove, $500 off the F2450. Okay, got that? On the wood inserts, and these are also Regencies in stock, there's $500 off the Regency Cascade, the I-1500, $600 off the Regency Classic, the I-2450, $500 off the Regency Cascade's I-2500, $1,000 off the Hampton model, I-500, and on the Regency Pro Series wood fireplace insert, the CI-2700, $1,200 off. How about that? Some great bargains. Traeger pellet grills, $200 off on any grill in stock. And they'll assemble it and deliver it as well for you, too. Where is this? Where is this great bargain? Well, it's the Eastern Shores leading hearth center. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Why not stop in the showroom soon? At these prices, these models won't last long. BackyardBillys.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page, the number, phone number, if you'd like to call for more information, 410-827-4500. 827-4500 for Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week. If you travel Route 50 between the Bay Bridge and, let's say, Easton, you'll see them. You'll see them on the right-hand side. You'll see all that colorful furniture out in the yard. And that number, that exit number is 44B Evans Avenue off Route 50, headed east. If you're coming from the Eastern Shore, do what I do. Get off at Route 18 in Graysonville and run up their little ways to Evans Avenue, make the right on Evans and the left on Drummer, and you will be right there. Backyard Billy's having a birthday Bill's president sale. How about that? I guess President Bill's the president of Backyard Billy's as well. So, Clyde Sports Shop. Man, I will tell you something about Clyde's. I was in there the other day. They're ready for fishing season. They really, really are. I was looking at some stuff, shopping some stuff, and I'm figuring, it's fishing season's coming. I'm going to be hopefully doing a little more fishing this year than I have been in the past. So we'll take a look here at all the fishing stuff, and I'm getting interested. I think I bought a couple of crappy rigs, actually, top and bottom rigs for crappy. But what's coming up this coming Sunday, March 1st, is their Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. It's a store-wide sale, fishing rods, reels, combos, all fishing tackle 10% off. You can save on premium monofilament line. All your line is going to be half price. Starts at 1.5 cents a yard. Bring your empty spools and have Clyde's install new line. Doesn't include the Power Pro braid, but it's all the monofilament. Shakespeare Ugly Stick and Flugers. All rods and reels are on sale. Kids fishing combos start at $19.95. All rod and reel combos are on sale. And check out the selection of St. Croix rods, too. Live and frozen bait and minnows and everything else at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Maryland. That number, 410-242-6108. They've been around since 1957. Clyde's is open 7 days a week at that location. That phone number, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Mama tried. Well, we got some callers on the line. Glad to hear from you. Kathy, good morning. How are you, Kathy? Kathy still with us in Overly? Good morning. Well, I don't hear anything. Aaron, are you there? Kathy, good morning. I think Kathy hung up. Sorry to hold you through the break. How about Tom in Pasadena? Let's talk to Tom.
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Good morning, Tom. What's going on, man?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, bud.
I'm up bright and early. I'm heading on my way down Somerset County.
Okay.
Get some scouting together on some turkey for this coming April. I can't wait.
Turkey season, man. Glad to hear it. What's going on?
Well, I've got the biggest deer I ever killed in my life there back in the bow season. I didn't talk to you for a while. I've been busy.
He was
220 pounds before I cleaned him up.
Jeez.
He was huge. Got him up there in Harford County.
I
was only in the woods for probably 40 minutes. It was beautiful. Yeah, he was chasing a doe. He didn't have his mind right. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do. Yeah, that happens to teenagers. But
but he was a big six. He was a big six, probably about 4.5 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a nice deer.
Got him with a bow.
Yep, got him with a bow.
You do a Euro mount, or do you have the antlers?
A Euro mount.
Well, why don't you drop him by the outdoor show and let us measure him?
Oh, that'd be cool. He's a big boy. I'll tell you what, when I had him in the garage, his back hooves were hitting the ceiling, his nose was hitting the ground. He was a big boy.
That is a big deer. Yep.
Yeah,
that's
man.
A big,
I was
very
blessed,
big deer. But, seriously, we'll be there today. We'll be there today from about, our guys are going to be there about 8 o'clock, but the show doesn't open until 9. So drop them off there when you on your way by. Fill out the paperwork. We'll get him measured up. And with a bow, as a 6-point, all you need, if he's typical, all you need is 115 inches to make the record book.
Oh, my goodness. Where's the location at?
Well, are you familiar with Dorchester County?
That's where I'm heading now.
You're headed there now.
Yeah, but I got to go back home now if I have to get the mount. That's terrible.
That would be great. We get them measured up for you. We're at the South Dorchester School. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I got you. Speaking of Dorchester County, I got a sickness, man, and I'm not teasing. It's called the sickness.
Yeah.
Oh.
We measured a young lady sick of deer last night. She's number 3 for females now. She grossed at 68 4/8 and netted 65 0/8. She's number 3 overall for female sick of deer. Beautiful.
I love hearing that. I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and I tell you, it's just awesome to see how many women are now getting involved in hunting.
No question.
Really. How's the missus today?
Doing all right. She's doing all right. She's catching up after a day with the kids yesterday. So,
that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So she takes it down there.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I'm sorry. If you don't make it down there, get yourself a ticket and come to the Bow Hunter Society banquet on March 9th Martin's West.
I'll send you an email. That'd be good.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
I know where you're at, man. I got some pictures for you if you need any more pictures for your mags.
Do it. Send it.
Yeah, you hooked me up 1 year. It was pretty cool. I felt like a hero.
Well, let's get that big six in there, and let's get it measured up, and let's get that sick of deer in there, too.
All right. Well, bless you guys, and bless your wife and your family, and bless me and mine, and you have yourself a great day, sir.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, folks, I talk about it on occasion, but when I talk about being in nature, I call it God's nature. Because when we look around this big wide world and we see all this stuff that's out there, we see the animals and the birds and the scenery and the way this solar system's put together and how organized it is, where the moon rotates around the earth and the earth rotates around the sun. And every day is special. you know, the air that we breathe, the animals that we have, the way that they were created, the way that they are sustained on the face of the earth, the fish, the birds, all that, the plant life, the insect life, everything is organized. Everything in nature is organized, and I call it God's nature. This is the nature of God. And you know, we'd say God bless you to somebody. Do we really mean it, or are we just saying it? You know, when you ask God to bless somebody, you want God to impart richness into their lives. And I have people that, you know, wish me God's blessing every week, and I'll just accept it and hope the same for them. And we are truly blessed, not only to live in this world with its nature, but to live in this country, which is God's greatest country on the face of the planet. Let's hope we don't mess it up for them. I mean, the system that our forefathers put into place as a constitutional republic is unrivaled anywhere in the world. Unrivaled. It really is. And right now, with the beliefs of the people that are in charge of this country, I truly believe, are not for the best interest of our country and not for the will of God. We're ruling it as a humanistic country, and it's not. It's a country that's blessed by God. So, you know, when he says, God bless you, it just struck a chord that I need to say something about that. So, Mike in Rosedale, let's talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Alan. How are you? Been a little while.
Yeah, it has. How you doing?
No, I'm doing okay. Heading to work. Day by day. Hey, I was wondering, do they have, and you know how they do the population for deer herds?
Yeah.
Do they do that for turkeys or no?
Oh, there's a great turkey study underway right now.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep, you know, the turkey population has gone up and down, and there were some pretty nasty diseases went through the turkey flock, and they're doing a great study through the National Wild Turkey Federation. Okay. If you'd like more information on that, I can get the new president of the Maryland chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation on. He'll talk about it. As a matter of fact, I think we did talk about having him as a guest. But the best thing to do is join the National Wild Turkey Federation. Are you a member?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, where do you live?
Rosedale.
Rosedale.
So I hunt down there at Cambridge.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm in Rosedale.
I got it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a National Wild Turkey Federation banquet in Stevensville, Eastern Shore, March 2nd.
Okay.
In Mechanicsville, that's Southern Maryland. That's Patuxent chapter. That's March 9th. Southern Maryland is March 23rd. The Free State chapter is a big one. That's in Havre de Grace, and that's okay. That's March 23rd. The let's see, Walkersville. That's Monocacy Valley. That's next year, but there's a nice ad in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly with all the chapters in it, and Tom Malaszewski is the Maryland State Chapter President. And if you'd like to find out more about the turkey study, you can go to www.nwtf.org, National Wild Turkey Federation.org.
Okay. So sounds good.
They're doing a great job here in Maryland. They're the ones that are sponsoring some of these mentored hunts for youngsters and others. And we'll get Tom here on the air before turkey season. We'll talk about the study and we'll talk about the turkeys. How's that sound?
Okay. It sounds great. How about how does the trout fishing population look for this year as far as fishery?
Oh, it looks good. I mean, hatcheries are always overflowing, and I think they put out like 12,000 in one day the other day up in Allegheny County and up that way. But they're putting out tens of thousands of fish in the early stocking season, and it looks like a good season's going to be.
Yeah, I haven't been out yet. I know they're early stockings, but
Yeah, depending on the storm, depending on the water and that type of thing, you know. So.
Okay. All right.
All right. But, yeah, no, trout fishing looks good. Nice talking to you. Thanks for calling.
No problem, sir.
All right, buddy. You too. Bye-bye. All righty. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number, 922-6680. That's our phone number right here. That's for sure. Now I have two dogs on my lap. Oh, hey, baby. This is Jinx. Jinx weighs about 10 pounds, and she's a Cabochon. Yes, she is. Yep, and she is friendly as all get out. A little barker. Yep, her and I can never remember the name of this dog. Anyway, she's a crossed with a poodle. What is she? A mountain, something mountain dog. Anyway, Aaron, help me out. Bernadoodle. Bernie's and a poodle cross. Right, Bernadoodle. Bernie's mountain dog and a full-size poodle. Well, mini poodle, I guess, but she's far from mini. She really is. So she weighs about 50 pounds. She's laying here and taking up space, and now the little one's on my lap. Oh, aren't you sweet? Yes, I like your mustache. Yes, you have a cute little mustache. Fireplace going in the background, sitting here in a lounge chair talking to my friends on WCBM 680 who are calling me at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and they want to talk about hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors, and we'll be more than glad to talk about it. So, let's see. I know what I wanted to tell you about. Yeah. There it is. Spurry's Tire Service. Got my oil changed. Talked to Brent the other day, and he's probably on his way to work. He's probably listening right now. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, right here at Route 50. Didn't have anybody. Dropped the truck off the other day, and our daughter picked me up and dropped me off back at the house, and Robin was busy with the kids and couldn't take me to pick up the truck, so I just walked over. That's how close it is. Yep, I just walked from the house over to Spurry's and picked up my truck and went on my way. That's where the locals get their tires, for sure, and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. They've got all the others, you know, the Michelin, the Yokohama, and everything else. And Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car and your truck. Whatever you're rolling on your rims, Spurry's has got something to fit them. That's for sure. Any make, any model from, I like to say, from Triumph to Triaxle, you know. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors and combines and lawnmowers and wheelbarrows and the whole thing. If you own a trailer, any kind of trailer, landscape trailer, boat trailer, you know, any type of utility trailer or any type of ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when the check engine light comes on. And if your dealer tells you one thing and tries to sell you something and you don't think that's exactly right, take it into Spurry's and ask them to check it out. They'll do it. They'll do a service check for you. Did that with my front brakes. Had to have new brakes. Had to spend $500 at the dealers. You need everything. Went to Spurry's. They check them during my oil change. He said, what's the deal with your brakes? I said, my brakes are fine. He said, your brakes are fine. You need, you know, you got a few thousand miles in there. And if you see any signs or hear any signs of, you know, you got the little warning tone in your brakes. If you hear it start to screech or something, hey, we'll change them then. But right now you're good. I'm like, okay. Well, that was the dealer told me that, you know, that I had to have them emergency 15,000 miles ago. So 24-hour truck service and more. That's kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. If you need one tire, all four, or all 18, 410-822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com. That number, no appointment needed for tires, but if you want to call them, 410-822, get a price, $73.84, 822-7384. Spurries Tire Service, you'll be glad you did, and we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now, everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife and all. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
Yeah. Yeah, Amos Moses. Yeah, buddy. All right. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, good morning, John B. How you doing? Let's see here. Aaron, do we have a caller on the line? Carl's calling from the road. Yes. Good morning, Carl. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. How are you, bud?
I'm going. What's going on?
I'm going down to the hunting club to do a little trail trimming and moving of a couple tree stands during the off season. And I'm going to take the last opportunity to try and get a squirrel or two, too, while I'm at it.
There you go. Yeah. Yep. That's coming to a close pretty quick. Yep. So,
yep.
You like to eat? You like to eat squirrels?
Oh, yes. My mom used to put them in a stew, and I just recently moved in with my other uncle. I was been hunting and fishing with my entire life, and he's like, yeah, you get some, we'll whip up a pot this week. I'm like, well, I already got some in the freezer, but a couple more won't hurt.
Won't hurt, yeah. Now, do you crock pot them? Is that the way you do them these days?
That's the way he wants to do it. My mom used to do it on the stove, you know, at a low temperature for a little while.
That's what my grandmother did, yep. So my grandmother never knew there was such a thing as a crock pot. She would do. My grandfather was a squirrel hunter. And I was thinking about him the other day. I don't know why. I just had some really fond memories of the guy, you know, and somewhere I got to find it. There's a picture of me in my cowboy outfit with my Fanner 50, I think, in my hand. You know, I'm going back now. I'm going back into the 50s. I'll tell you that. Late 50s, and he and I are sitting there on their porch, and he's got a big smile on his face, and I'm going to have that picture when I find the snapshot. It's black and white. I'm going to have that taken care of. But yeah, he was never a deer hunter. He went to camp with his sons, who had a deer camp in Huntington County, Pennsylvania. He never shot a deer that I know of. He wasn't a rabbit hunter. He was a squirrel hunter. And that's one of my inspirations as a young boy. He used to take those squirrels and he'd skin them, and if he had an especially big one or a nice one or a fox squirrel, he would go down in his garage and he would skin that squirrel with care, and he would put that squirrel hide on a piece of plywood, tack it on a piece of plywood, and salt it down, and that was his trophy room, you know. And he had a couple of those sitting around, and he gave me one time, and I was a proud boy. I had a squirrel skin that my grandpa killed. So.
Nothing wrong with that, bud.
Nope.
That's what got me started into hunting, was squirrel hunting with my dad and my uncle.
yep. And your dad was a good guy. He loved trout season too. I know his trout season's coming up soon, you know. So.
Oh yes, I noticed that they changed the start time this year to 6:30.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, okay, I'll get to sleep in a little bit longer now instead of having to rush.
Yep, exactly. Well, you know, that first day thing, I mean, there's a lot of trout fishing going on right now. They're putting a lot of fish in, but, you know, it overall opens on, what is it, the last Saturday of May, or March, is that correct?
Yeah.
Still? Yeah. Yeah, but that stocking schedule and that open-close schedule's online, and people can go with that. I'm on email. Get an email every day from DNR where they're putting the trout. And yep. They haven't put many on the shore yet, but one of these days, if it stops raining, I'll get over there and do some fishing for some perch and some.
Yep.
And some crappie.
Up the road.
What's that?
So that was my plan when I head back up the road after this morning.
You're gonna do a little fishing.
The holes.
Yep, I got you. So good deal. All right. Well, thanks for bringing back the squirrel hunting memory. I never hunted with my grandfather, but, you know, he was one of my inspirations. So,
well,
appreciate it.
Oh, sorry about that. I've hunted and fished with both my grandfathers when they were here.
That's nice.
The best trout fishing story ever was a Farsill Park Pond at one opening morning, and it's about maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, and my grandfather turns around and says to my father, "Hey, Carl, hey, Mike, look at this." He had about a 5-pound goldfish he caught on power bait.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
There's somewhere a picture. If I ever find it, I'll shoot you a message so you can see it. But
of a goldfish. That's pretty wild.
Only man I know to catch a goldfish on a hook and line fishing for trout.
you got it. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
You have a safe trip.
This spring, I'm looking forward to turkey season myself because I checked my trail camera at the end of January, and I had two different flocks of turkey on there, and I counted
nice.
Every bit of 30 in both.
Nice, man. I'm glad to hear that. Well, good luck to you. Let us know.
Yep, I've never harvested one, so if I get one, I'm going to be tickled to death.
All right. You say hey to your mom for me, will you?
I will. I told her I'd call her when I knew she was up today, so she knew I was all right.
I got you. All right, man. Take care, Carl.
Yes, sir. You have a good one, and enjoy the hunting show or outdoor show. Excuse me.
Yeah, well, we don't get to see much of it. We make one trip around the loop, and then head down to the cafeteria and see what. Probably eat an oyster fritter or something today. So.
Yeah, right. I got it in me, and I ain't too drained. I might pop in. It sounds like an interesting ordeal.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. So, all right, buddy, take care.
Yes, sir, you do the same, and as always, happy hunting and fishing.
You got it, man. Take care. Take care, Carl. See you, buddy. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What time we got here? 551. I want to tell you a little bit. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? Okay, we're caught up. Glad to hear it. Listen, there's a sale on right now on wood stoves. Now, Backyard Billy's is, you know, the wood and pellet stoves have been going like crazy. And I got the chance to work with Patrick the other day. He took me back and showed me the beautiful fireplace inserts that they've got from a company called Modern Flames and another one called Dimplex. These are the electric plug-in heaters that look like flames coming out of your wall. They are absolutely spectacular. Robin has one in our bedroom, and they're a beautiful sight, you know. But these, some of these ones that that are out there now, you know, you just build them right into your wall, or you know, or add them on, and they are just gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous. Some of the backgrounds and so forth that they have. You can get, you know, the stone, you can get the log look. They're gorgeous, gorgeous looking pieces of furniture, freestanding or, you know, built in. You can build a little frame around them if you want. They call them studio suites and that type of thing. And they're great for, you know, for small spaces, for a small apartment or something like that. And, some of the housing developments, some of the developments in the region, in the Eastern Shore, don't allow you to have gas or wood, but they will let you put one of these electric units in, and they fit right in the firebox beautifully. I mean, they're, you know, the firebox is in, I can't remember the name of the development he told me, but the firebox is perfect fit for one of these electric units. So stop by and take a look at Modern Flames or Dimplex. They're plug-in and direct wire if you want either one. Take a look at those, and don't forget the Backyard Billy's President Bill had a birthday too this week, and he's got $500 off on the Regency Classic Wood Stove, the F2 450, and up to $1,200 off on the Regency Pellet Fireplace Inserts. The Regency Pellet Fireplace Inserts. Some of these are beautiful. The Pro Series has $1,200 off. The Regency Pro Series, the 2700, $600 off on the Classic 2450, $1,000 off on the Hampton 500. So if you're in the market for a insert pellet stove for your supplemental or primary heat, why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? That's right, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Backyard blah, blah, blah. Yeah, got my tongue tangled around my eye tooth and couldn't see what I was saying. BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. That exit coming from the bridge, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Get off the exit, stay to the right, turn right on Drummer, and you will be right there at Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Oh, my gosh, do they have a selection of sheds, too. Oh, my goodness. All the backyard furniture's coming in. Backyard Billy's. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9 there in Halethorpe or Lansdowne, whatever you want to call it. They're having their Let's Go Fishing Sale March 1st through March 10th. 10 days. They'll spool line for half price, starting at 1.5 cents per yard. I'm going to get some spools filled this week when I go up there. And we will just recommend that you stop by for savings on rods and reels, combos and fish and tackle, the Shakespeare and Fluger, all on sale. Why not stop by and take a look starting March 1st, next Sunday? We'll tell you more in the next hour about that. Right now, we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawk, Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past their knees. 3 feet high and rising.
There goes Uncle Johnny Cash. How about that? I hope it doesn't get that high. So, I had a picture pop up in a friend's phone, and I asked him to send me. It was the last snow goose I shot, which happened to be a blue goose, color phase. It's mounted right here above my head in the room, sitting up on top of the bookcase. It's preening. If you make it down to the outdoor show today, you're going to go past Blackwater Wildlife Refuge. The main field at the entrance where you turn on the drive to get in there is full of geese. Canada's, swans, snow geese, and more blue geese in one flock than I've ever seen. It's a beautiful sight. We stopped last Sunday with our granddaughter and a friend and watched that for 15 minutes, birds coming and going. The swans, the Canadas, the snow geese, the blue-fronted geese, they were beautiful. All right, there's the music. Get out, stay safe. Hope to see you at the outdoor show. God bless y'all.